So you are now listening to a person lose their fucking mind in real time. Welcome. My name is Bruce Parker, and you are now listening to the Gemini and Me podcast. This is the beginning of the end of this podcast. I'll be wrapping up the series very, very shortly. I don't know how many more episodes I got left, but it won't be too many more. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for giving me your ears. I appreciate every play. I appreciate everybody clicking on this shit, whether you heard it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, YouTube. I just thank you sincerely, and I appreciate that shit. And for the new people that's listening, which I doubt, I don't think anybody new gonna tune into the shit. But if you are new, welcome. Listen back to the old shit. It was better. This shit is just, I don't know. I'm just, you know, venting on air. So this episode is called 2 degrees of separations. Well, not 2 degrees of separations, but 2 degrees of separation. The ideology behind 6 degrees of separation is that within six people, within a friend group or a friend zone, there's like somebody, basically is like in layman's terms, you know everybody because you know a person that knows somebody and so on and so forth. So it's called 6 degrees of separation for that reason, right? Because within six people, you probably know the entire world. But for this, it's a little bit more a play on words. And, you know, I'm just going to say 2 degrees of separation because if I got you, then what I need anybody else for? You dig? You know what I'm saying? So on some shit like that. So, yeah, I mean, I just thought it was a little cool play on words. So you're probably asking this yourself, what is this podcast about, right? Hold your fucking horses. I'm going to get to that. Just give me a second, you know. So last podcast is, that was episode 81, and it was called Don't Hit Me Up When You Hear This. Yes, I feel like that. Yes, those are my feelings. Am I going to speak about that here? No. But I was thinking about doing some cool shit like fucking Machiavelli as far as like the famous painter, but like, you know, Tupac on some shit. To like, you know, 7 Day Theory, get y'all like 7 podcasts in a row. You know what I'm saying? Like for a week straight, just get y'all 7 fucking podcasts. And then any shit like that, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm still thinking about it. Ideally, I would like to get to episode 100, but I don't know. But this is the 3rd podcast, 3rd night in a row. I haven't had social media for 72 hours, and so I feel like this podcast shit is gonna, you know, be like my social media on some shit. You know what I'm saying? Just letting y'all know how I feel. And I do, and it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? Cause y'all just call me a narcissist, but how fucking, and I've said this before, but how fucking arrogant am I to think that I can do a podcast that's like 25 minutes and a person would sit there and listen to me? Of all the people in the fucking world you could talk to, you're going to sit there and listen to me talk for 25 minutes because you find what I have to say so interesting. I just think that's fucking cool. But first things first, I might probably be a narcissist, probably an asshole, definitely a dog-ass nigga. I have fuck nigga tendencies. So I'm going to just, you know, get that out the way now and just say, all those, I'm the villain in my story. Not that I'm embracing being a villain, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to be the villain. I try to lead, you know, I try to do good, but I just be fucking up. I'm a fuck up, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely a fuck up. But we're going to spin back around to that, you know, a little bit later. For right now, I just want to tell you some shit. I just want to get this shit off my chest because I feel like this is like a cool fucking podcast topic. So lately, you know, like I said, I'm about to graduate in a month. And I've been looking for ways to supplement my income ever since a nigga got fucking laid off of DoorDash. I fucking wish. And like, in a way, the reason that the store shut down was my doing because it was like an incident that fucking, it was like a incident, the straw that broke the camel's back when I kicked the drunk temp worker out and then he tried to fight me and shit. And You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like, it's too much going on amongst everything else that was going on, like shootings outside that motherfucking fucking having niggas' cars broken into and all that. I feel like, fuck, I missed the money I was making, man. I missed the fucking money I was making. That shit is crazy. Like, I feel so fucking broke compared to, like, what I had going on last year. Like, life is really crazy how much your finances can change in a short amount of time. And it's literally going on a year. Like, in December, it'll be going on a year that we got laid off. You know what I'm saying? And it's, like, crazy. Because I remember at the time, I was thinking, like, damn, my auntie about to have a fucking graduation party, and I can't go to that shit because I ain't got no fucking PTO. Just for the motherfuckers to, like, lay us off literally, like, 2 weeks after. That shit is crazy. But I've been trying to supplement my income because I haven't had a real, quote-unquote, real job all year, and I've been waiting tables. So let me tell you about this fucking journey of waiting tables, right? So I go to this. I do a whole bunch of applications. I'm like, okay, fuck it, cool. I'm going to wait tables, boom, boom, boom. So I go to this fine dining restaurant, and I sit down, and I'm doing an interview with this white man, and he's looking at me like, basically his energy when he walks up to me is like dismissive, short, you know what I'm saying? During the fucking interview, he kept getting up to take his phone, to take phone calls and shit. He wasn't really looking me in the eye. He wasn't really, you know, a lot. This is like during the beginning of the interview. So I immediately realized, like, damn, it's like, it don't matter, like, what you got on. Hold on. I'm sorry, but I'm not editing shit. That just is what it is. So it don't matter what you got on. It don't matter, like, you know, I thought the glasses were soft in the blue. I just feel like, damn, sometimes, like, you just really be looking like a nigga to them white people, right? To some white people, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just see us as niggas. And I feel like that shit is crazy because it's like, dude, I don't know if you have a degree. But my first time going to school was for communications journalism, right? Even though I didn't graduate. This time it's for computer network technology. So it's like, I'm not a dumb guy by any means. I'm not saying I'm smart per se, but I can articulate myself in a way that comes off as like professional and like knowing what I'm talking about. Or like being, you know, just being knowledgeable about the shit that I'm saying. So like, the guy was being dismissive, and then he started asking questions, and I started fucking knocking the fucking questions out the roof, you know what I'm saying, with my answers. Like, it was like lit, and I seen his body language change. Like, he perked up, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was more attentive. He was started giving me eye contact. He started agreeing, like, man, that's a really good answer. That's a really good answer. To the point where it's like, oh, now I see, like, when I walked in here and you see me, you had an image of you in your head of who you thought I would be. But now that we've talked and you've heard me talk and you've listened to me talk, now, you know, you change your mind. And now it's like, now you're kind of interested. You know what I'm saying? So we started saying, like, oh, well, do you have fine dining experience? And I was like, no. And he was like, well, we really don't hire anybody without fine dining experience. And I'm like, bro, it's waiting tables, like, give me a chance. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you have to lose if you just give me a chance, right? And he's like, well, do you know your wines? And I'm like, no, I don't know any of that shit. I come from Waffle House. I waited tables at Waffle House. I've never waited tables anywhere else. I've been in the back of the house since then. But I'm a really good fucking waiter. You know what I'm saying? The interview went a little like that. Buying is something like, you know, the fucking dope-ass answers that I gave him. But I'm not going to get into all that because it's not important. But at the end, he was like, oh, man, I'm sorry, but, you know, I just don't have no space for you. And it's like, nah, I know that's a lie. I know what happened was you never planned on giving me the job, right? But when you heard me speak and you heard me articulate myself, you gave it a second thought. And then when you realized you would have to train me from scratch, it was like, fucking, it ain't worth the time. But I know that's bullshit because if I was a fucking white boy or white girl and I walked in this bitch, it wouldn't be an issue. You would train it from scratch. But because you think I'm just a nigga and a nigga shouldn't be serving in your fine dining establishment. Okay, cool. So that was like a lesson. All right, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand that it's still racism, even in the food industry. And I thought that was like one of the places where like racism wasn't a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like one of the few places where it wasn't a thing. But, you know, that shit is what it is. So next, I get an interview at Buffalo Wild Wings, right? And it's like the woman interviewing me, I wasn't feeling her energy. She was unprofessional as a motherfucking. I just didn't like the conversation. So I got the job, but I didn't go back. And she fucking wasted my references because that's like the first time ever. She's like, okay, I need 3 references. And like off the top of my head, I just gave her like the three ones that I really use, and it's like for fucking Buffalo Wild Wings, like that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I had to text people like, oh, my bad, that's stupid. So I didn't go to that. So then I went to Applebee's, did an interview, waited a week because the manager was gone, got the job. She was cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was cool. I didn't really feel like it was like the politics of the place that I'm working at now, but like it was cool. It was a short, you know, Applebee's are not huge restaurants. It's a extensive menu, honestly, and like the POS system, like the system where you input the food for customers and shit, that shit is kind of like a lot, but you know, it was cool. The coworkers was cool. Everything was just cool about it. The three shifts that I work, I think I made $100 every night, and I had like a slow section on a slow night with only four tables. It was not a lot going on, right? So then I had did an application for this place on the lakefront. And when I did the interview, I got the interview, got the job. So like, that's really what I want to talk to y'all about. The fucking inner workings of a restaurant that if you've never worked in the food industry, you just wouldn't know about. Like how, okay, I'm going to break this down. I'm going to have to compartmentalize. Oh my God, I'm butchering the word and I'm not editing this shit. So compartmentalize is what I'm trying to say. I'm going to have to do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to break this shit down because I don't have notes. This is just coming off the top of my head. But the inner workings of a restaurant are interesting, right? Because it's back of the house, right? And it's front of the house. So front of the house is the host. When you walk into a restaurant and a person greets you and say, hey, for how you doing is, you have reservation. Is it for two? Is it three? That's called the host, right? So then the host, brings you to the servers, and the servers are the one that takes your order, or you can go to the bar. Bartenders are the one that, take your order also, right? So that's the thing. So front of the house has hosts. Usually the managers are walking around on the floor, the servers and the bartenders. And the busboys. So the busboys are the people when, let's just say, after you get up and like leave, you probably won't see it as a customer, but after you get up and leave, the person that's walking around picking up plates and bringing them to the back, or picking up glasses and putting them on the trays and bringing them to the back, that's usually a busboy. A server is a person that'll come take your order. Hi, how you doing? Welcome to such and such. My name is DeAndre. I'll be assisting you tonight. What would you like to start off with the drink? We have the Captain's Punch or the Bahama Mama or the Hurricane or the Long Island. The steaks here are very, very good. We have our 14-ounce ribeye that's char grilled, and you can get that with loaded mashed potatoes with bacon bits and, you know, cheddar cheese. Or you can get the maple bourbon glazed salmon, and that comes with salmon with maple bourbon glaze on it under two potato croquettes and a side of asparagus. Is very, very good. We also have the stuffer, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. So like, that's the server. I'm gonna take your order, I'm gonna talk to you, I'm gonna greet you, I'm gonna make you feel good, make you feel special about your visit, and then I'm gonna go get your drinks, and I'm gonna you know, bring you your food, if unless a food runner comes, you know, whatever. So back at the house is the chefs, cooks, salad women, dessert women, you know what I'm saying, prep cooks, dishwashers, and all that, right? So restaurants have two main functions. It's back of the house and front of the house, and then management, right? So there's a thing to where basically every time you go into a new job, right, unless, you know, depending on how you were hired, you might have to prove yourself on that job, correct? But it's like with serving at nicer restaurants that I'm seeing is like political, because I have so many years of serving under my belt. But what does that mean at this new establishment where the hierarchy is already created, right? And the politics is already involved. So basically, when a customer walks in, every server has a section. Some servers have three tables, some servers have four tables, some servers have six tables in that section. It is supposed to be like, let's say we have 10 or 12 or 13, 15 servers on the floor. The way the host is supposed to seat them is, okay, let's say la da 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 gets boom, and then under them is la da da da, and then under them is la da da. So it's like everybody gets set in an order. But shit gets fucked up because, like I said, I work at the lakefront. So it might be my customer, right? I might be next in line to get a table. I'm waiting. I ain't got a table yet. I'm waiting. I'm itching to start making this money. And the host might say, okay, DeAndre, you know I'm going to bring them to your section. So then when they sit down in my section, they'd be like, ah, you know what? I don't want to sit here. I want to go by the water. Or before I even get to them, they might tell us, like, I want to go by the water, or I want to go over here. I don't want to sit over here, right? So automatically, that means that they're no longer my customer. They're going to somebody else in, you know, in whatever section. Like, that's why, if you don't know this, it's important to never just, if you get sat somewhere, go at somebody, could you go sit somewhere else? Because you could have threw a big fucking wrench in the plan. Because, like, let's say it was the opposite and somebody wasn't in my section and then they wanted to sit in my section, but I just got sat three people at one time and now I'm like triple sat or quadruple sat. It's like, I don't even know if that makes sense to y'all. So basically, all right. So I can get, let's say I have a section of three, right? Let's say I just have three boots, like the bullshit they've been giving me, but I'm gonna get into that. If I have a section of three boots and they sit two people, they sit, let's say both boots are parties of four. That means that if they see me at the same time, I have to go start conversation with four different people twice. So that's what getting double sat means. And getting double sat is like a situation that'll kind of be inconvenient because you don't know if you're going to have a fast table to take an order. Like, you don't know if you're going to walk up to somebody and say, hey, you know, my name is DeAndre. How y'all doing? Welcome, blah, 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 blah. And they won't joke and they'd be like, you know, they want to joke and blah, 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 because I got sat you here, but then I got sat them there. So it's like the longer that I'm talking to you, the longer that they're pissed off and vice versa. And it's like, let's say I say, okay, I want to go get y'all drinks. You know, are y'all ready to order? No, we're not ready to order. So then I go to get somebody else's drinks, and I'm just taking a drink order, and then I walk back, and I say, okay, are y'all good over here? I'll be right back. Oh, no, actually, we're ready to order. And then you want appetizers and entrees, and it's like I haven't even gotten this table's drinks yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, inconvenient shit like that. I hope I didn't go off on too much of a tangent, but I hope y'all understand what I'm saying. So the bullshit that comes with, like, working at these restaurants is the politics involved, right? And the politics is hosts have favorites, managers have favorites. So you might get dealt a shitty section on some shit. And, like, basically that's what's been happening to me. And I'm just not feeling that shit because it's like, I don't understand what more I have to do to prove to you that I can take these sections. Now, let me give you the comparison point on why this shit irritates the fuck out of me. It irritates the fuck out of me because there was another server hired after me who got in through nepotism because she knows some other servers. So automatically she gets good sections. But my issue is that in her sections, she can't, I ain't gonna say she can't handle the shit, but there are moments every single night when she's like, hey, DeAndre, you want this table? Or you want this table? She's asking other people to take the tables. And I'm like, y'all giving me shitty sections every night, to the point where it's like I'm not making no fucking money because I'm not, you know what I'm saying, I got the worst section. Y'all giving this motherfucker the good sections based off of nepotism and she can't even handle the fucking load. It's about working your way to the load, but it's like motherfuckers could come in that bitch and just be friends with people through nepotism and, like, the politics and shit, and motherfuckers just get good sections. And it's like, that shit is crazy because the more you're going to make more money with more people coming into your section. So if I only get a section of three boots when everybody else got six and seven fucking tables and shit and nobody wants to come to my boots, how am I going to make money? If you give me some outside seating, but you give me the seating on the restaurant where nobody wants to sit, how am I going to make money? If everybody else gets to take 8 tops and fucking 10 tops and 12 tops, how am I going to make money? This shit's so crazy here. I had a fucking section tonight that was supposed to be fucking amazing. They let a motherfucker come take a 10 top in my section. It was just like, yeah, you'll just get two more tables like this, but we're going to let her take this 12 top. And it's no offense to the other server, but it's like I said, between the management and the host, is like, what more do I gotta do to, like, it's like I don't have time in my life to prove myself for shit. And I think that's the issue with me. I'm not about to prove myself in the fucking waiting tables, my nigga. Like, I'm about to graduate. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like, I already feel like in my brain I'm better than a lot of shit that I be doing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know if it's like an ego check or an ego thing, but it's like, y'all want me to sit there and prove to you that I know how to do this shit when I fucking been in the food industry longer than these motherfuckers been fucking working as adults? That's crazy, man. I don't like it. I just don't like it. And then on top of that, it's like, the fucking customers, man. Some cuz like, y'all are the worst. I want y'all to know, like, y'all, some of y'all are the worst. Like, are the fucking worst. And black people, I'm sorry, I'm gonna say this. Y'all tip bad. And when I say bad, I can say bad because it's in comparison to other people. White people don't tip as bad as us. I can, like, off the top of my head, I could think of like one white man that tipped me bad the whole time I've been working there. One. Every other one was like fucking no less than, I ain't even gonna put the dollar amount out, but black people, we gotta do better. Like, for example, I waited on this table, and I always give great service. I waited on this table tonight, I was Joseph with him and shit. I gave this lady a fucking, I said, y'all want some desserts? She was like, I don't know, you know, unless you can give me a free dessert. Like, I said, you know what, baby? It could magically be your birthday. I'll be right back. Brought the lady a fucking birthday dessert. Dog, for what the fuck she tipped me, it's like, that shit be fucking crazy. Like, nigga, I gave you a free fucking dessert. You didn't even have to pay. Like, the item would have been more than what you tipped, if that makes sense. I'm trying to put it in, like, context for y'all. Like, that shit is fucking crazy to a nigga, dog. Like, I just really don't, I don't understand black people sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just really don't. And it's like, it ain't just me that feel like I'm a good server. I got, you know, other motherfuckers telling me, yeah, you know, DeAndre, you good, you good, you good. It's like, it's just this or it's just that. And it's like, nah, man, I can't hang my hat on that. But, like, the restaurant industry shit is, like, very, very interesting because it's, like, high school politics. And it's, like, who's popular versus who's not versus who's cool with what manager versus, you know, who's outspoken enough or who's this or who's that or who's whatever. And it's like, I talked to one manager and the homie cool, but he was like, bro, I was like, bro, how do I get, you know, better sections? He's like, oh, well, the less you come and ask questions, you know what I'm saying, the more we'll feel like you're ready for whatever. And I'm like, but the other motherfucker asking questions, she just asking her people that she cool with, so they putting her on game. So it's like, that don't even make sense. And then it's like, you know, sometimes, like, I've literally watched some host skip my sections. I've literally seen that shit. I'm like, wait. I was supposed to be next in line. Not only did you get skipped once, but I got skipped twice. There is some shit to where it's like, politics be so crazy. The hosts and some of the servers be so cool. Motherfuckers would be skipping you all night, giving you bad tables, bad, you know, bad set, like not sending nobody your way. But then when those same servers have made their money and they good, they don't want no more tables, then they'll come flood your shit at the end of the night. Normal at this restaurant. I ain't had no table the first hour I was there. Shipping slow for me the whole night. Now it's fucking 30 minutes to close. Now you sitting people down. 10 minutes to close. Now you sitting people down. You sitting me with a fucking faux top 10 minutes before we close. How the fuck that go when I ain't had no fucking tables all night? But now that it's time to close and you and your people cool and shit, you know what I'm saying? They done made their little money. Now I'm going to be in this bitch all night rolling silverware for the next fucking hour trying to do my side work and do everything else and still get them, you know what I'm saying, they shit. And it's like, then the fucking table asking for the fucking most of, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it be politics with that shit, dog. Like, I'm not feeling that shit, and I'm really not feeling nothing for real, you hear me? But I'm just not feeling that shit, you dig? Like, it's just not what it's supposed to. It ain't giving what the fuck it's supposed to give, dog. So anybody listening to this, I'd say don't be no fucking server, because that shit just, for a nigga like me, that shit just don't seem worth it. I've had good weekends. I've had great weekends, but like a weekend like this, that shit was fucking trash. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was trash. It's like, not even making minimum wage. You know what I'm saying? Trash compared to, like, if you breaking that shit down by the hour and shit for the entire weekend. But I guess it's a give and take. You know what I'm saying? I guess that shit a give and take. But off that, Yeah, nigga, off that. I ain't even going to speak on that no more. You heard me? But I do want to say that sometimes it be like it be hard for me to speak on shit how I really want to, because y'all, you know, if you listening to this, you know I pretty much speak freely, but when it comes to other people, I don't like speaking for other people, especially when it comes to like relationship shit or love or matters of the heart. I don't like speaking for a person that can't represent themselves. You know what I mean? But I think that I be having some like fucked up tendencies, and I just be feeling like, man, I just be feeling like I can't fucking get right. It's like whatever path I choose, I feel like it's still, if it's a fork in the road and you gotta go A or B, I still figure that shit gonna lead me to C. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's like what a nigga got going on, I think, mentally. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I ain't even trying to talk in riddles, but I can't. Like I said, I just can't speak on this shit. But I did some dumb shit. I did some dumb shit, and then it's like, to apologize, or I've already apologized about it, but it's like, nigga, why would you do that? You know what I'm saying? Why would you do that? It just, and for me to, you know what I'm saying, turn around and click spaz the fuck. I don't fucking know, man. Look, I don't fucking know. I just know, you know what I'm saying? I don't do shit with malicious intent. You know what I mean? Like, nothing I do is with malicious intent. Nothing I do is done to hurt anybody. I just fucking hurt people being me, and I guess that's even worse because it's not even intentional. And I think that makes me a bad person, because a bad person by proxy, it feels like. You know what I mean? Like, I just be fucking up. Damn, I be fucking up, and I don't. It's not the intention to fuck up. It's not the fucking intention. Like, I just want to be, like, I don't know. Say I'm sorry a million times, but how many times you gotta fucking, you know what I'm saying, hurt a person for you to realize that you're the problem? How many times you gonna apologize and do the same fucking thing, DJ? You gotta fucking learn someday, I guess. Okay, I guess this is my lesson. I don't know. But yeah, this was the Gemini Yemi podcast, episode 81, 2 degrees of separation. Because I hate being separate. Or I hate being apart from that shit. Because I love it. If it was a person. I guess, I don't fucking know, man. I'm rambling at this point. But yeah, man, 2 degrees of separation. Maybe this is like my fucking Machiavelli 7-day theory. You feel me? Or like Machiavelli, because I'm a fucking painter, and this is art. And it's like, you could look at a podcast as art, because this is my true feeling. So I'm like Machiavelli for real. I might call it bitch Machiavelli or some shit. I don't fucking know. Maybe the next episode gonna be Machiavelli. I don't know. But what I do know is that I thank y'all for listening. I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for sticking with me. And I don't know, I just hope you was entertained by this episode. And if I love you and I fuck up, I'm not saying bear with me. I'm not saying forgive me. I'm not saying you even got to understand it. But what I do want you to understand is that I love you. And I make bad decisions sometimes, but it's not on purpose. And I love you. And my love is unconditional. But I get it. I be fucking up. I'm out this bitch. This one going on YouTube. I don't know if I'm ever put the last one on YouTube, but this one going on YouTube. So shout out to YouTube. Shout out to anywhere you can hear this fucking podcast. And yeah. Goodbye.